What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get two free phones with twice as much
memory. Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get two free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch two lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you new age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our mini guests and our wonderful listeners.
Well, good evening and welcome to New Age Guild Spirit Talk Radio. It is such a wonderful evening to be here with you on the 21st of August, 2017, which has been dubbed Eclipse Day. I am here on the road, coming home with my family. I went up for the eclipse, and it was so exciting, and it's so super exciting to have Anne here. Anne Savino, this is her regular show, so she gets to give her show on Eclipse Day. Say hello to everybody, Anne.
Hi, everybody. Happy Eclipse Day.
Happy Eclipse Day, I know. I hope you guys all had a wonderful experience here as it made its way across the U.S., and I know there's a lot of implications and information and things that you would like to talk about the eclipse, as well as a lot of people who want to talk to you. You've got quite a few people on hold that have questions. So I'm going to let you begin your program by talking about your materials. But the first thing I want to do is just kind of put some information out there for the callers. We do have a lot of people calling in. And if you are waiting to call in, you can call in and ask Anne some questions at 323-642-1207. That number again is 323-642-1207. And we do ask when you call in, please be specific. It can be difficult to make the connection here on the radio, and there's a lot of people in a very limited amount of time. So the more you give, the more specific the answer and more powerful the information will be. So, Anne, talk to us a little bit about how you see the eclipse and these types of events in our astrological or astronomical connection.
The eclipses are very powerful times of year, but they're very powerful because like the solar energy definitely represents kind of like that yang energy, you know, that it's very, you know, powerful and outward and maybe more rational and logical. It's a very driven energy. And so when the eclipse happens, the moon like moves, you know, across the shadow of that moves across the sun. And the moon represents, you know, more of the subconscious and the emotional part. So it's almost like, you know, times where, you know, in our own lives, when our subconscious or emotional responses can drown out like our more rational thoughts. And so to me, like the how this energy affects us all in the eclipse is deep-seated beliefs or our patterns that we have, you know, set up that can kind of like bubble to the surface, or it gets accentuated, if you want to call it. It gets magnified. So the subconscious beliefs that we hold, positive and negative, get accentuated. And it's basically the eclipse is a time for us to start new patterns. It's always a time to kind of, it's kind of like a new year in some ways, you know, where, you know, you kind of put, you set your intention on what you want to experience. You set your attention on new behaviors and new goals. So the eclipse brings all that to it. And just like any change where there's a reorganization of our thoughts and our beliefs and our habits, things never kind of go from A to B. That's never been my experience in life. Things kind of change organically, where it's more of a zigzag, where it's not necessarily a direct line when you make changes. Like, a lot of times we set goals for ourselves and we feel like, I'm just going to do it. And then something comes along that we had to deal with, or we may be self-sabotaging ourselves. And it's like, wow, how come I'm not at my goal yet? So we're really working on the goal all the time, subconsciously. But it's like other circumstances come our way, or our own inner circumstances block our way. So it's like we have to work all of those things out. Solar eclipse, gives us a chance to reset.
You say all that, and that's really fascinating to me, because when we were sitting and we were watching the eclipse, I had the chilling moment just before it went into totality, and like you felt like everything was standing still. And then when it was in full force, it was so emotional. It's like you almost want to cry, because it's like this, the possibilities in life are out there, and it's a powerful moment. And then when it's over, it feels like you've been renewed. It was the most amazing
Absolutely.
Experience. Have you ever experienced a total eclipse yourself?
Well, today, I don't think I've ever really put my attention on the actual moment before. I know today I was very aware of it. I was watching it outside with my daughter just here in the San Francisco Bay Area, where I'd say 3/4 of the sun was eclipsed, and it was like a really dark morning. It was overcast, but it was darker than overcast, but it didn't get black. Like, we couldn't see the stars. But I definitely felt that, because a lot of times eclipses, like the weeks leading up to the eclipse, you may find that you have a lot of negative stuff coming up. Like, you might feel stuck, or you just might have like a roller coaster of emotions. And I feel like after the eclipse happened for me today, it was like you said, I felt renewed, like all that stuff kind of like left,
Wow.
I just feel like I've had kind of like a rocky last few weeks emotionally, just ups and downs, that kind of thing. And like, I feel much more focused tonight than I did, for the last few weeks.
That is so uncanny.
So for the listeners, if you want to just reflect on that yourselves, it's like, were people feeling tension? Are you still there, Angel?
I am still here. I'm very fascinated by what you're saying.
Sorry, I've heard like a blings. I never, when I hear bling, I hear a little beep, beep, beeps. I always think we get disconnected.
No. I'm on the road, so we're getting a little bit of interference here and there. So I apologize for that.
No, that's fine. But I was going to invite, for the listeners, like, to review your own life to see if that was true for you. Like, have people been feeling a little on edge, or like whatever your, what do you want to call it, shadow side is. Like, for me, I know I will tend to have lots of fears and anxieties. That's my particular brand of when I experience negative emotions, and I've been feeling a lot of that lately. So whatever, however it manifests in you, like those subconscious things, the limiting, harsh beliefs that we carry around, that where we don't believe in ourselves. Just notice, have you been experiencing that a little bit more lately? And then once the eclipse is over, do you feel like that's kind of lifted a little? Like, do you feel lighter and more positive and hopeful? So
that's really interesting. So if people were experiencing this mounting energy of interrupt, blocking, doom, what have you, and I got to the eclipse, and then the eclipse happened, and now they're in this space where they have the opportunity to release. Do you have any suggestions or recommendations, or what types of things can a person do now to kind of get the process of their release, moving?
Yeah, absolutely. Setting intentions is so powerful. I personally find writing to be a very powerful medium to use, just writing down what you want to experience, and kind of pick different areas of your life. you know, I am now embracing, you know, and be specific. You know, I am now embracing whatever it is, the amount of money you want to earn, how you want to earn it, you know, like specific goals, you know, relationships, health, whatever your kind of specific goals are, like writing down lists of the things that are your goals. I find that to be very powerful. It gets your energy moving in that direction. And it's like it is very empowering. So that's a really simple tool that people can use. Obviously, any kind of energy work, like that, what we do as readers is energy work. You know, so if you readings to me serve lots of purposes, but a really powerful thing that readings do is they help to pinpoint or identify or shed light on negative beliefs that you're carrying around that you may not be aware of. So they're really good at identifying those and then also clearing them out. You know, that's one of the things I focus on in my reading work as a psychic is doing energy healing work to clear out where I see those energies, where they settle in the body and in the aura. So, right. You know, any type of energy work or meditation, because, you know, meditation is going to connect you just to a more stable, peaceful state of mind where you're connected with your source, God, whatever you want to call it. You're not in, you know, we're in our daily lives, you know, when we're running around, we're usually experiencing lack, anxiety, pressure, you know, I don't have that. But it's like when you do any type of meditation, and it can be so simple, just, you know, turning everything off for 10 minutes, breathe and put your attention on your body. It can be as simple as that. Just doing that will get you out of that state of mind, actually changing your brain waves to those alpha brain waves. And, you know, if you get even really relaxed going down into theta, because that's where you're going to feel connected and not separate and at peace, like everything's okay right where it's at. So meditation, energy work, writing, any type of creative expression too, like things, because that is a meditation. You know, if you love singing, sing. If you love dancing, dance. If you like to draw, or maybe you like to work in the garden, that's all creative stuff. All of those things get you into a state of mind where you're not experiencing the stress. They're stress relievers.
Cool. So, in my hearing, and what you're saying is like, so I came across this process of the last few weeks, and maybe I had some anxiety, whether in my personal life, or whether in my work situation, or my relationships, some anxiety that was mounting from this emotional kind of dam that was coming up through the process of leading up to the eclipse. And so now the eclipse is happening. We have this opportunity to just open up the channel for this change or this creativity, or perhaps the springboard into something new, because you talked about new patterns. And so sitting right. down in contemplation, prayer, sitting down in a meditation, and even journaling, because I'm a firm believer in the power of journaling as well.
Right.
To help you manifest and create whatever dream, whatever this desire is, now is the time, is what I'm hearing. It's not too late. The eclipse
nope.
is done. It's not too late.
No, the eclipse, it says that the effects of just whatever you want to call it, that it's really those intense magnetic fields from the planets, the effects of that energy can last for weeks or even months, if depending on like on how large of an eclipse. And this was a really big major eclipse, so this is, you know, definitely for the next month or so. It's kind of like any place where you're setting your intentions, it can be a supercharged space. Like you have the energies working with you to do that now.
Oh, wow. So it is manifestation, creation, a ritual time for those who are really working at manifesting something powerful in their lives.
Right.
It's
creating, recreating patterns. I mean, that's always very, very challenging for everyone. You know, wow, this isn't working for me anymore. How do I do this in a new way?
changing from the old, going into the new. You know, it's so
yep.
comfortable and to be in our old patterns, even when they're uncomfortable.
Yep.
Even when they when it's painful, it is so much easier to just stay there than to go someplace else. That's the human condition, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So do you want to take any callers? Are you ready to take any callers?
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got lots of people patiently waiting for you here online. Let me go ahead and grab our first caller. Good evening. Thank you for calling, and a happy eclipse night to you. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Thank you for calling. Who are we talking to?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hi. This is Donna. How are you?
Good, Donna. How are you? How can I help you tonight?
I wanted to know, I have two questions. If there's a relationship coming in for me, I'd like to get married at one point in my life. I miss the companionship. And another one, you see money coming in for me, maybe with a job or a windfall or anything like that.
Okay,
well,
let me take a look at this.
Which question is the most important question for you, Donna? Because we have lots of callers, so we're asking people to ask one question.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you said a couple questions. About the money.
Okay, great. Let me just tune into this. As you'll hear a few seconds of silence here as I'm tuning into your energy. Okay. How I approach future readings, the information that comes to me is your present patterns, because that's really what the future is going to be based upon. So what I was seeing presently was like I was seeing you with like a ping pong paddle, and it's like all these ping pongs are coming at you, and you are just like, you know, kind of like hyperspeed, just like hitting each ball as it's coming at you. It's not just leisurely playing with one ping pong ball. And so what I was seeing this representing is that you having like a lot of financial responsibilities or details that you're dealing with in your life right now, like a lot of demands basically that you need to get to have covered. And what is being shared with me is the need for you to do more self-care, because it looks like you can get stretched really thin, basically keeping up with all the responsibilities that you have. Because I'm seeing you have a great ability to attract money, but it's like you need to preserve your energy in order to attract more. So it's like if you basically did self-care where you're checking in with yourself every day, doing something physically relaxing for yourself, you know, whatever self-care means to you, you know, where your needs are, I'm seeing that would help you really build a very attractive energy field to attract that money. Because what I'm seeing is like your mind just looks like it's kind of stretched thin with everything that you have to deal with. So it's like the more you can kind of focus instead of like reacting to everything that's coming at you, like the hitting those ping pongs, the more you can focus and be proactive, the more you're going to attract. And like I was saying, you have a very powerful energy, and it's like what you put your mind to, you can achieve it. It just looks like you need to clear some space.
Yeah, okay, I'll do some more self-care, like going to the gym and walking on the beach. I do meditate every day.
Good.
Maybe doing a little journaling. Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah, it looks good. You know, again, I was like saying, you look like you, when you put your mind to something, it happens. So good luck with that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a nice evening. Bye-bye, Donna. So it's really interesting. What I really was very fascinated with that caller was, you know, she had two questions. She had a question about relationships. She had a question about manifesting money. And was like, you need. When she started off, she was like, I really need this relationship. I miss, you know, relating. It was like the most important thing was relationship. But then it was like, you only get one question. It's like, okay, I want to know about the money. So the interesting thing that I find that some people want one thing, but then they actually want something else. how do you work with people on really helping them understand what's the most important thing for them? Because the reality is, if you go for the one thing, right, the, whatever that purpose thing is, whatever that most important thing is, everything else tends to come and
right.
follow.
Absolutely.
Right? How do you help people pinpoint what the most important thing is for them?
Basically by reading their, I call it their aura. That's their energy field. It's very clear when I read someone, like where their energy is focused, you know, like with her, I just saw very clearly, like she's got very powerful energy, you know, and it just, the money thing was just like right there. And it's kind of like, it's very hard to create new things or bring new into your life when you're spread thin, and basically people are directing your energy, and that's really common for all of us. So it shows up in the aura, basically, the things that are really kind of like more important for you to be focusing on. Because a lot of times too, like consciously we're like, it was just like you were saying, like, oh, I really want, you know, a love life. But if you look deeper than that, or you take a more objective, a more spiritual view of it, you may see that that may not be really what your lessons are right now, or what you feel drawn in your heart to be doing. You know, a lot of times right. I see that people want greater, I'll call it creative expression, or just expressing their energy in the world. You know, creative doesn't necessarily mean drawing a picture, but just expressing themselves, expressing their talents, expressing their gifts. Because when that energy is flowing, when you're expressing who you are, you're letting your light shine, all those other things kind of come to you. Those are like kind of the icing on the cake, you know, but
right.
really the thing that I mostly see are like those deeper needs that people have to, you know, I'll call it let your light shine, like, you know, being who you are, being your, letting your authentic self grow and express. It's, that to me is the most validating thing.
Wow. So you talk about the aura, and you talk about how, you know, my energy as I come to you can be in a specific space, and you'll see it in the aura. So now you see it. So you look at it
yep.
and you see it, and you're going to give me the information about where I'm at. What if where I'm at is not a very pleasant space? Can you change that? Can you help me? Can I make changes to where my energy is sitting and how it's being directed through my aura?
Yeah, absolutely. Because when it, you know, it's funny. A lot of times people will be like, "Oh, I don't want to get a reading because I'm afraid of what you're going to say." So they're afraid something negative is going to, you know, I'm going to see something negative about them. And you know, even if people are having a negative experience, how I see it, and to me this would be like a spiritual viewpoint of something, is I'm really focused on what the larger lesson is. So even hearing something negative, put in a way where, oh, I see that you're overcoming anger, and you may have learned this anger as a pattern of dealing in your childhood because maybe your dad was really angry, that kind of thing. So it takes, it's the perception, it shifts the perception from, oh, this negative thing is happening to me, to feeling empowered, that you're actually dealing with a complex problem, and that you have the power, like to overcome something, to not continue to do it in the same way. Does that answer the question?
Yes, it does. And so I'm assuming then as you work with someone, you know, so you're working with me on, you know, first you give me the information, then you're going to give me some tools that I can work through to kind of clear or resolve the interruption so that my energy would look different. And so as my energy looks different, now can the steps be different?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's so funny. It's like I'm a really visual person. I receive information very clairvoyantly, which is seeing images, seeing colors, seeing film clips kind of playing. And when someone's going through something hard or intense, a lot of times I will see that as muddy colors, like in their aura, like the colors are dull, they're muddy. The quality energy is heavy. You know, it's kind of like something that needs to be washed is what it looks like to me. And as I do healing work on it, or as the person is getting the healing, a lot of time just hearing the information, like, sheds light on it. The energy, the person's energy will move through the aura. All of a sudden, it's like it went from a dull, dark pine green to this vibrant grass green color. I actually see that change happening, like, in someone's aura. So it's like, and a lot of times what it is dull colors, in my experience, generally represent other people's beliefs or energies that we're carrying around, and that's what's blocking us from accessing how we would handle the situation. That's like the subconscious, you know, patterns that we pick up, like, from our family and our parents or whoever, you know, we've been around a lot in our lives. Like, oh, that's their viewpoint, and you just, you know, take it on. You think it's yours. And as that influence washes away, all of a sudden your vibration, your energy shines in that area, and all of a sudden you're operating on your information, so you're going to have different results. So any type of I definitely always will be receiving practical ways that a person can, you know, work with, you know, the changes that they're going through. Like, just like we did at the beginning of the show, whether it's journaling, whether it's meditation, whatever specific practical kind of information does come in. It depends on the person. But that's always interesting, like, to see the actual aura change of colors and qualities.
Okay. That's really cool. You have lots of callers, so I want to make sure that you get an opportunity to connect to them. But before we do that, I want to give you an opportunity to connect with the listeners if they want to reach out to you. How does somebody get in touch with you?
There's two ways. There is going to my website, which is www.anniethemedium.com, or you can call me at 510-306-1652. And you basically call and you can book a reading, and we'll run an eclipse special this month.
What's the eclipse special? That sounds exciting. What's the offering?
So the eclipse special, if you want, let's see, we're making up the eclipse special here.
we're manifesting it under the shadow of the eclipse. I love it.
Right. So let's do an eclipse special, $45 for 20 minutes. And that can focus on looking at belief systems and doing some healing work, you know, and kind of clearing out the old.
20 minutes for $45 is a really great deal. It sounds you're going to clear out the old and make way for the new. Get a great new start. Get yourself together so that you can step into this new period, moving faster towards your dreams, faster towards what it is that you really want to focus on. I would suggest that you contact Annie, because $45 for 20 minutes is absolutely amazing. And on that note, I'm going to let you take the next caller.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. You're on the air with Annie. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, Annie.
Hi.
Hi. Happy eclipse night.
Thank you. Happy eclipse day to you, too.
Yeah, I followed it rather closely, especially from not only an astrological point of view, but including that. My name is Allison, and I'm wondering what you see for finding a new space to live, a rental that is my own space.
Okay. Let me take a look at that for you, Allison.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm seeing this happening fairly soon for you. Like, the energy, the picture that I see around kind of like your living space, not the physical space, but like the energy, like, around this change for you, mm-hmm. was, like, I was seeing there was like a white and a gray energy, and there was a grief energy, like, definitely like a heavy-hearted, like something coming to an end, kind of like the end of one thing and the beginning of another. So it's not, it looks like it's not mm-hmm. just moving physical space. There's also, you know, a large emotional shift or transformation happening, mm-hmm. almost like the end of an era.
Yeah,
you know, in the beginning
of something like that. It's significant. It's not merely a change of address. There's a lot of, there's a backstory with this move that's deeply, deeply, deeply profound.
Okay. Is there something to do with your mother or an elderly family member with this? Yeah, okay. Because that was the energy around it, like a very, I'll just say grief. It looks like there's a heaviness in your heart. There's grief, you know, and it's painful. And so, you know, I send you, you know, love and support with that, where you look like you're very willing to take the next step. It's just, it's painful. And that's the only thing that is I wouldn't even say blocking the physical, the manifestation of it. I don't say anything blocking it. It's just more like this is a rocky transition. It's not so much that you're blocked. It's just, it's difficult. It's a difficult transition. So, you know, I just see the more, I see with you breathing, something about really working with breathing and your breath and getting out and really getting some fresh air in your lungs. Do you live by the coast at all? Like that ocean air, those negative ions?
I live in high desert mountains, so surrounded in high desert mountains. The ocean is many states away. So no.
I was just seeing something with really fresh air. I mean, that might, the mountains, that might be a lake. I don't know.
It's the mountain air. It's the mountain
air. It looks like that will help clear, that will help your heart heal. It will help clear out this grief that I'm seeing around you. And the more that lifts, you know, I just see that the next thing is, it's just right there waiting. You're just, it looks like you're really at the tail end of this whole process. So it's, you're almost done with it. But yeah, I see your heart chakra just needs to release a lot of pain, you know? And
yes, it does.
So you're on the right road with it, you know, definitely. And it's coming for you, you know, quite soon.
Soon. I know time is challenging, but I need to be out. I've been looking for many months, and I need to be out probably in about a month's time or so.
That's what I was saying. I was saying like a month or two at the most.
Okay. And you do feel it's something that's achievable, going back to living in my own space again, in my location here.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. It just,
I mean, a good space.
Like,
I'm not talking like any just old, you know, hole in the wall that, you know, that's dark and has no light. I'm looking for a quality, a space that's a quality space that where I can do some real grieving and healing.
I see that. That's there for you. You know, it's almost like, I just see there's like a huge weight on your heart. So the more you can release that, the more the new is coming in.
Okay. Well, that's optimistic.
Okay, good.
Thank you. Thank
all right,
you very much.
Sure.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, grief, that is a tough one that, you know, as a medium, had a lot of conversation around, because people want to connect to the people that they feel this loss for. And I'm assuming then that you get a lot of conversation about, you know, grief and reconnection and trying to say things that they didn't get said, you know, that kind of thing. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, in my work as a medium, there, I definitely see You know, it's funny. It's like mostly places where people put themselves into like a state of guilt or pain, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's totally, you know, everyone does this. You know, I wish I would have said this. I wish I would have done that. If only I had done, you know, something differently, maybe the outcome would have been different. I see that a lot in people. You know, we can be hard on ourselves. And that's never, when I connect with the people in spirit for them, that's never where they're coming from. You know, the people in spirit are always you know, pretty much validating, you know, the person in the relationship, and they want people to move forward. It's like there's no way that you can avoid grief. You know, it's part of loss, you know,
yeah.
But the things that complicate grief, like guilt, you know, and all the what ifs kind of thing, or a lot of times it could be anger towards the person. There's, it can be a complicated situation. It's like the communications are designed to help people release those painful emotions or the complicated situations that may go along with the relationship. And it, to me, it makes the grieving process lighter.
So what is the, you know, you talk about it, the conversation and the regret. When someone connects with you around connecting to a lost loved one, what tends to be the number one concern, the number one or number two questions or messages or desires for the purpose of the connection?
I think the overwhelming thing, and it's a very pure childlike quality in the most positive sense, is, are they okay? I mean, I think I hear that in almost every reading. People just want to know that their loved ones are okay, because death, you know, it's like, we don't necessarily think of death as being, you're going to be okay. It's like, it's kind of a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you know,
there's almost like, what's that?
I said, you're right. This is like this horrible, horrible, bad thing that's happening because of how we feel.
Right.
It's how, when the person leaves, it's how we feel. And
exactly.
You're right. The first thing they say, okay, so here's Brother John. What's your question? And the question is, are you okay? And I think the funniest thing is the memory of watching that movie, Ghost, with Goldberg, and Patrick Swayze ignites the power, the for real in her, and all these people's loved ones now are talking to them. And you have this scene where all these people are here and the woman's trying to talk to her husband. All she wants to know is where he left the money or something like
right.
that, the key to the lock. Because it's like, if you had a question to ask, you would ask, like, where did you leave the money?
Right.
That's really, really funny. I'm going to let you take your next caller on that note.
Okay.
Hold on just 1 second. Thank you for holding. You are on the air with Annie. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, my name is Ashley. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Hi, Ashley. What's your question tonight?
So my question is about relationship. And right now I'm currently dating someone, but I'm just curious what it is that, like, my spirit guides or angels would like to, any kind of information around relationship for me, any clarity around that would be really helpful.
Okay. Around this particular person or just your relationships in general? That's
this particular person.
Okay, got it.
Would be great. Thank you.
Okay. I'm tuning in. Can you give me a moment? Okay, so the information that I'm getting is, I was sensing a, what's the word? You almost look like you're a caretaker or emotionally taking care of this person. Like, I was seeing there being a sadness in them or an emotional fragility. And I see...
Yeah.
You kind of sitting there and you look like you're, what's the word? You're getting tired of it, you know, just to be really blunt. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
like you have a big heart, you know, obviously you care about them and stuff, but it's kind of like they're always having the same problem over and over. And
right.
it's like you're being patient, you're trying to work with them. But like, I was seeing a picture of you looking bored, like this isn't doing much for me. and my needs and what I want to be doing and experiencing with someone. Mm-hmm. So it looks like in some ways that relationship is not balanced. Like you're definitely doing much more of the giving and the caretaking. Mm-hmm. And I'm not seeing your partner, just I'm not seeing that coming from a malicious place or a selfish place. They just look like they're on some level not as emotionally mature,
mm-hmm.
like as you are. It just looks like they have some growing up to do. Like they're the emotions that I am experiencing around this person, they seem like they're kind of immature, or they don't have mm-hmm. the tools to deal with the issues that they're dealing with. Like they need to learn. They need to go through some learning lessons with that, you know, mm-hmm. in order to grow and get stronger with that all. So what I'm, the main thing that I'm seeing around it is it just looks like you're feeling kind of drained by it, or you're like bored with it. Like you know, you would rather have a different dynamic going on, you know, because mm-hmm. you're giving and not really, you know, getting as much in return. So that's what came in for you.
Yep, that's definitely accurate. I think I've been single for so long, and everything about this person is just really great and amazing, and almost like checks all the boxes. And it's like this one thing is, like you just said, he's just, there's some emotional immaturity, I guess you could say. Yeah, like I'm having to tend to that, and definitely.
And it's funny because that was the other thing I was seeing with it. There was definitely a quality of independence to you, you know, kind of mm-hmm. like, like, is this normal? It's like, is this what relationships
yeah.
are like? You know?
Yes.
You know, so
it's exactly right.
You know, so it's, you know, it's normal to you, like whatever you're used to, you know, it just looks like you're used to taking care of yourself. You're used to, you know, just, you have a really great energy flow. Like you can take, you know, you can deal with a lot of things and pursue your goals and have fun and do all this kind of, you know, have a very multifaceted kind of life.
Yes.
So it almost looks like you're looking like for a reference point. Like what's,
yeah.
Like what's normal? Like,
yeah, it is. And I just don't want to talk about it with my friends, because then I think they won't know really. Because I like to discern things even on my own and even with relationship. But like this one, yeah, I was like, okay, I don't know. Is this how it is? Just maybe because I haven't been in one for a while and they all seem to be different. But
yeah, well, I would definitely say trust your gut. I mean, you mm-hmm. have very good perceptions. You know, and, you know, it looks like you also have the power of changing the way you're responding to their needs. Like you don't have to be responding that way. You know, this person has other really good qualities. So, you know, how you respond, you can, you know, make things more balanced. And if that rattles their cage too much, then that kind of answers your question.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Oh, I really, really appreciate it, Anne. This is
sure.
like just absolutely just confirmation so much. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great night.
Thank you for calling.
You
have
too.
A good evening.
Bye.
Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye. Really good answer there for her. And so once again, for those of you that are listening, as she comes down the last bit of time on her show, and has an eclipse offer that she's put out there, an offering just for the month of August, she said, actually. For those of you who are listening, do you want to let them know again what that offering is and how they can get in touch with you if they'd like to participate in that?
Sure. So it would be a $45 for 20-minute reading, and the focus would be on taking a look at, you know, old patterns that aren't working for you and, like, clearing out, you know, the blocks or whatever is, you know, keeping you stuck in those patterns so you can, you know, start new patterns with much less effort.
Much less effort. And how do they get in touch with you? And I'm assuming you do readings on the phone, on Skype,
yes,
and all
I do.
That wonderful fun stuff.
Yep. I do readings, yeah, phone, Skype. If you live in the Bay Area, I'll even come to see you.
Awesome.
Yep, I'll come to your house. So the number is 510-306-1652, or you can go to annythemedium.com, and my email addresses are up there. You can even send me an email through the website on the Book a Reading page.
On the Book a Reading page, so annythemedium.com.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'm going to let you take the next caller and hold
sure.
on here. Thank you for holding. You're on the air with Annie. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary
Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can we help you tonight?
I know that you are in a hurry to go through a lot of people tonight, but I was just wondering if you would take a look at my love life.
Okay. Was there something specific? The more specific you can be, the better answer I can give you.
Specifically, just what do you see coming up in the next year?
Okay. Okay, so what I'm seeing is you having recent experiences where you haven't really met anybody that you really, really like. Like I was seeing there being have you dated recently? Because I was seeing that there was someone in particular where it was like a nice guy, but it's like it didn't, you know, your boxes weren't checked. He was just okay kind of thing. And I was just getting this. Go ahead.
There was a guy around. It didn't go anywhere.
So I was just seeing, it looks like that's kind of been like what you've been experiencing lately. Like I'm seeing there's like this sense of feeling like maybe there's not somebody out there for me, you know, because it's like what you've experienced lately. Like no one's really fitting the picture, so to speak. And so I was just, what I was seeing going on for you was stuff from the past. Have you experienced a divorce? Because I was seeing that type of energy, a divorce or a major relationship breaking up.
Yes.
I was seeing this experience, the experiences that you're having with, like, not Mr. Right, we'll call them, bringing up or bringing to your attention places where there's anger towards that past relationship. And really what's underneath the anger is really a lot of invalidation. You know, just places where you need to love that part of yourself because this person invalidated it. And so that's the main kind of thing that I was seeing popping up in terms of the relationship for this year is it looks like you need to reclaim or relove that part of yourself and let go of any remaining hurt, invalidation, or anger around that. And it's not even necessarily anger at the person, you know, because the person's just it's how they made you feel about yourself. It's really the relationship with yourself.
Yes, I'm back in court with him.
Right. So it looks like that's the main thing that I'm seeing blocking you. Cause I'm not seeing like there being any, you know, Mr. Right coming in because this energy is kind of blocking it out, so to speak. So, you know, it just looks like it has to do with self-love and self-acceptance. And so whatever tools that you have that, then your relationship space would be at a new vibration to attract a loving relationship. But the energy looks right now, there's something about yourself where you're not feeling that part is lovable or something, is how I'm feeling this. Does this make sense to you?
I guess so.
Okay, because that's when when I was looking at your relationship space, that's what I was seeing. I was seeing there being a wound there still. And it's the kind of energy that is kind of blocking or preventing what you want to come in. And it bottom line on a very deep level has to do with self-love and self-acceptance and whatever invalidation that you received from this situation and this, you know, the past relationship. That's the energy that needs to be cleared. There's a lot of things specifically that I'm seeing, things that you didn't get to say, just because I'm not seeing the person being open to hearing what you had to say. And so there's a lot of things.
The ex-husband or the unavailable?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
I'm not getting to say things with the ex-husband?
Yeah, at the time. It doesn't matter if you say it now or not. I mean, you can if you want to him, but that's not really the point. At the time, I'm just seeing there being him not wanting to hear what you had to say. So it was invalidating your viewpoint and how you were seeing things going down.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so that is specifically like the block that I see needs clearing is you validating that viewpoint, like really believing that in your heart, feeling it in your gut. I did see that. I was correct. This was happening. That's specifically
absolutely
what I see. Like something about your expressions and how you saw things, your perceptions being invalidated. And I'm seeing that on a very subtle level, you're still carrying that around. So clear that out and you'll attract the type of relationship that will make you happy.
So I don't mean to interrupt. Anne, it sounds like you're saying that there's like this opportunity for her to process and release some stuff around relationships so that she can open herself to bringing in this joyous relationship.
Yep, absolutely.
If you're in a space and you're in that icky space, I can see you either A, not bringing a relationship in, or B, bringing in relationships that you're not going to be happy with because you're in like stuck in this space. Is that correct?
Yes.
Not
me.
I am going back to court, so that's not pleasant at all. And it's right back to not being validated, because if you speak, it's, I'm sorry, did she say something? Because I didn't hear her say anything, because I will tell you what she should say, that sort of stuff.
Oh, wow.
Right,
cool. So if you had the opportunity to work with Anne, I would really suggest, taking advantage of her Eclipse offer, especially for that, $45 for 20 minutes is a really great bargain. But what she can do is kind of give you some tools to help you pinpoint what it is that you can do to release this or to help you turn this court date, because this court date could be the most powerful day for you. Because it's the first day of the last time you're going to have to deal with this guy, right? Right?
Let us hope.
Right.
That's the point.
Our divorce was 10 years ago, so this shouldn't be happening. What we're going through we shouldn't be there.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, so that you're dealing with... Yeah, I mean, you're dealing with an abuser if that's happening. Energy.
Yeah.
It's under your skin. It's very subtle. And that's you need to validate yourself. Because that's
the
whole...
How can she get in touch with you, Annie, one more time? How can she get in touch with you?
Sure, you can call me at 510-306-1652 or go to my website. www.anniethemedium.com, and there's a bunch of contact pages up there.
Okay, thank you.
I wish you luck. Pray for you
thank
and give you some energy. And if you have the opportunity, really, I suggest you reach out to Annie. You're welcome. You have a good evening.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So Annie, I have to ask you this because it came up for me as I was listening to Help the
sure.
Last Caller. Talk to the listeners here in the last few minutes that you have about, you know, lessons, because sometimes we get in a lesson process that may not feel comfortable. It may not be going the way we wanted to go, but it's all part of this grand story that we have come to this world to engage in.
Right. Yeah, I think this is definitely the last caller situation is so common with women. You know, where, and this is talking about lessons, where to me lessons really are about you being empowered to be the one who's in the driver's seat in whatever area of your life you have challenges with. Every area of your life, but we all have areas that we have challenges with. For some people it's money, for others it's relationships, others it's health, whatever. There's always the sense of being empowered, you know, to overcome outward circumstances. So in the case of this woman and many other women, you know, a male will be there, you know, invalidating their viewpoint, wanting to have power over them. And so you may see those lessons showing up in other ways, like in your job, maybe, you know, people don't give you your due. You know, you're always giving, giving, giving. And maybe you don't have the position or the money, you know, to reflect what your skills really are. So it's all about the lessons, to me, all really boil down to valuing yourself, empowering yourself, and all the little, you know, gnats and mosquitoes of negativity that come our way, whether it's a bad guy or a bad boss or, you know, getting laid off for what, you know, whatever reason. You know, it's the lessons all have to do with keeping on and believing in ourselves and believing that, you know, that we are empowered to take our stand and to bring our good into our lives, if that makes sense.
It does. It makes perfect sense. And at the end of the day, one of the things that I like to hear is I like to hear about how powerful we can become by really tapping into all this wonderful energy. So that's what you're talking about is, you know, taking our power back and
right.
not letting someone take who you are and what you are and turn it into anything other than something amazing, which is your right to be, you know,
right,
on the planet.
Exactly.
So where are you going to be in the coming weeks? You have lots of stuff coming up in the next couple of months. I saw on your website.
Yep, I have a lot of stuff. I'm going to be in Sacramento on September 23rd and 24th at the Healing Arts Festival. It's a great two-day fair. I believe it's at the Masonic Center again. I'm not sure of that, but I think it is. But I have a link on my website to it, so you can find the location. I'll be having a reading booth there. It's a big fair. There's a lot of really great vendors there, so you know, if you're in that area, come out and say hi. I'm going to go up to Reno in October. I'm so looking forward to this. I'm at the Reno Holistic Fair, October 21st and 22nd, another weekend fair. And then in San Francisco, Thanksgiving weekend, I will be doing the Great Crystal Fair. It's going to be in Golden Gate Park on November 25th and 26th. And there's a couple other ones coming up. In November, the smaller ones that I'll be doing, but I need to get them up on my website. They'll be up in the next week.
Gotta get busy. Get busy.
Yep.
Well, thank you. You guys can catch Annie here. She is a member of the New Age Guild, so she is a regular program on – this is the third Monday.
Third Monday.
Yeah, third Monday of every month. Each week, different – each time she's here, a different topic. She always gives readings. And she threw that special out there, so please take advantage of it. Visit her on the site, newageguild.com, and you'll find her right there, and you'll get all her information coming up with the events and the radio program. Thank you so much for being a part of the Eclipse Night with me, Annie.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a blast.
I know. It was really fun. And let me know if anybody takes advantage of the Eclipse special, because that would be really a really great thing to broadcast across to see that the listeners are hearing and participating, taking advantage of their special pricing.
Yep,
thank
absolutely.
You so much.
Sure,
so
thank you. Have a safe drive home.
Yes, ma'am. You guys have a fantastic evening, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
All you need is love.
We love the Beat Bugs. And Target is the only place you can find them and all their gear. Come join the fun and jam with us.
Love is all you need.